At this, the Jews again picked up stones to stone him. But Jesus responded, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?" "We are not stoning you for any good work," said the Jews, "but for blasphemy, because you, who are a man, declare yourself to be God." Jesus replied, "Is it not written in your law, 'I have said you are gods'? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, then what about the one whom the Father sanctified and set it into the world? How then can you accuse me for blasphemy for stating that I am the Son of God? If I am doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I am doing them, even though you don't believe me, believe the works themselves, so that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." At this they tried again to seize him, but he escaped their grasp. Then Jesus went back across the Jordan to the place where John has first been baptizing, and he stayed there. Many came to him and said, "Although John never performed a sign, everything he said about this man was true." And many in that place believed in Jesus.
犹太人又拿起石头要来打他。耶稣对他们说，我从父亲那里显示出各种各样的善举给你们看。你们是为什么又要拿石头来击打我呢？犹太人回答说，我们并不是因为你做的善事来打你，而是因为你妄下断言，说了不对的话。你明明是个人，反将自己当作神。耶稣回答说，你们的律法上岂不是写着，我曾说你们都是神吗？经上的话是不能废的，若那些承受神道的人尚且称之为神，父所分别为圣，又差到世间来，他自称是神的儿子，你们还向他说，你说这些废话吗？如果我不行我父亲让我做的事情，你们就自然不必去相信我。我若是做了这样的事情，你们纵然不相信我，也且当这些事情存在，叫你们又知道又明白，父亲在我内心里，我也在父亲的内心里。他们这时又要拿住他，而耶稣却逃出他们的手中溜走了。耶稣此时又往约旦河以外去，到了约翰起初做施洗的地方，就住在那里。有许多人来到那里，他们说，约翰一件神迹都没行过，但约翰指着这里的人说的一切话都是真的。在那里，信耶稣基督的人就变多了。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。 我们第二阶段的节目中文名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。 我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做一个个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度的学习和问题讨论，希望这样的趣味互动过程能给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是约翰福音第十九讲，欢迎大家在留言区评论并且讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I'll make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And then Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and program discussion with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with my sister on related issue. Today is 19th lecture on the Gospel of John. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, everybody, firstly, it's still my today's personal study summary. In this part of the Bible, some Jewish leaders wanted to stone Jesus because they thought he was blaspheming, which means showing disrespect to God. They were angry because Jesus, who they saw as a man, claimed to be God. Jesus asked them why they wanted to stone him. Considering all the good things he had done, like healing people and helping the poor. The leaders replied that it wasn't for his good works, but because he claimed to be God. Jesus then referred to their own scriptures, reminding them that it says, I have said your gods. He pointed out that if those who received God's word could be called gods, then why was it wrong for him, who was sent by God and set apart to call himself God's son? Jesus challenged them to look at his works, the miracles and good deeds, as proof of his connection with God. He said that even if they didn't believe his words, they should believe in the works he did, which showed that God was with him and he was with God. Despite his explanation, they tried to seize him again, but Jesus managed to escape. He went back across the Jordan River to the place where John the Baptist had been baptizing people. There, Jesus stayed for a while and many people came to him. They remembered that John had never performed the miracles but had spoken truthfully about Jesus. Because of what John said and what they saw in Jesus, many people believed in him. This passage shows how Jesus used his teachings and miracles to prove his identity and how some people believed in him while others didn't. It's a reminder of the importance of faith and understanding who Jesus is through his works and words. Now let my English sister make a go further summary.
In the last transition, we have heard that the sheep of the good pastor, who is Jesus, hear his voice and follow him. Here we hear about people who refuse to follow Jesus and refuse to believe in him.
在上一次的传道当中，我们已经说了，耶稣这位好牧师的羊听到他的声音，并且会跟随他。在这一节当中，我们听说那些拒绝跟随耶稣基督并拒绝相信他的人。
Jesus often refers to the Old Testament scriptures where it is written about him. Today he refers on the text of Psalm 81:6. There is mentioned the assembly of God and the judge among the gods.
耶稣经常引用旧约圣经中有关他的记载。今天他则引用了撒母耳记第82章第6节的经文，其中提到了神的集会和众神中的审判者。
It is a bit difficult to understand when you are not taught in Jewish theology. The most important here is that Jesus can defend himself by scripture and by works, because Nicodemus said in John 3 that the members of the religious leaders know that nobody can do these works if he not comes from God.
如果你没有接受过犹太神学教育，那么理解起来会有一些困难。这里最重要的是，耶稣可以通过经文和行为为自己进行辩护，因为尼哥底母在约翰福音第三章中所说，宗教领袖们知道，如果不是来自于上帝，就没有人能做这些事情了。Okay, based on about Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, sister, why were the Jewish leaders angry with Jesus again and more angry in this passage? 在今天的这段经文当中，为什么犹太领袖再次对耶稣发怒，而且比以往更加愤怒呢？
Blasphemy was a very high sin, which has to be punished by death according to the law of Moses. Today we have countries like Pakistan, for example, where blasphemy against Allah or Muhammad is punished with death, too. In these countries, everybody can accuse you for committing blasphemy and they can kill you.
亵渎神明是一件非常严重的罪责。根据摩西律法，亵渎神明会被处以死刑。如今在巴基斯坦等国家，亵渎真主或者穆罕默德也会被处以死刑。在这些国家当中，每个人都可以指控你亵渎神明，然后他们会随时杀掉你。Nice issue, sister. What does the term blasphemy mean, and why did the Jesus leader accuse Jesus of it? 亵渎一词到底是什么意思呢？为什么犹太领袖们指控耶稣亵渎神明？
According to the Oxford Learner's Dictionary, blasphemy is a behavior or a language that is offensive or shows a lack of respect for God or a religion.
根据牛津学习词典，亵渎这个词是一种冒犯性的行为或者语言。或者对上帝或者宗教缺乏足够的尊重。
The members or the followers of the religions or the God who is blasphemed feel this behavior as a big insult and act as they would have been personally attacked.
被亵渎的宗教成员，或者追随者，或者神灵会这样的成员，将会对这种行为视为极大的侮辱。并采取类似受到人身攻击之后的行为。
Jesus was accused for blasphemy because he said that he is the Son of God.
耶稣被指控亵渎神明，因为他公开宣布自己是上帝之子。Next one, sister. How did Jesus respond when the leaders accused him of blaspheming?当领袖们指控耶稣亵渎神明的时候，耶稣自己又是如何回应的呢？
He defended himself by the scripture and his works that he has done with the purpose that the people should believe in him.
耶稣本人用经典和他的行为为自己进行辩护，他这样做的目的是为了让人们进一步的去相信他。
In other words, he proved that he did not commit blasphemy.
换句话说，他证明自己并没有犯下亵渎神明的罪责。Next one. So, what's the significance of Jesus referring to the scripture? I have said you are gods. 耶稣引用经文，我曾说你们都是神。这话怎么理解呢？
There in heaven exists an assembly of the Son of God, which has at the moment the right to judge people. We meet them in the book of Job. They appear in front of God, and Satan, who was still a member of this assembly, accused Job for not being a honest believer.
天上有一个上帝之子组成的集会。他们目前拥有审判人类的权利。我们在约伯记中看到，他们出现在上帝和撒旦面前。撒旦当时也是这个集会的成员。他指责约伯不是诚实的信徒。
According to a footnote about Psalm 82:6 in the Swedish Bible, Jesus refers with these words to the whole Old Testament who witness about him.
根据瑞典圣语圣经第八十二章第六章节的注解，耶稣用这句话来指代作为他作证的全部旧约内容。Next one, sister. Why did the Jewish leaders want to stone Jesus despite his good works? 为什么犹太领袖不顾耶稣的善行，而坚持要用石头来砸死他？
The Jewish said that they will not stone because of the good works. They have no importance in this situation. The reason why they stone was because they thought that Jesus is committing blasphemy.
犹太人说, 他们用石头想要砸死耶稣, 并不是因为耶稣做了那些善事他们不满意。 在这种情况下，实际上什么原因并不重要。他们用石头砸耶稣的根本原因是因为他们认为耶稣犯了严重的亵渎罪。Next one, sister. What does Jesus mean when he says the Father is in me and I in the Father? 耶稣说，父亲在我的身体里面，而我在父亲的身体里面。这话怎么理解呢？
In this passage, he says that the Jewish shall look at the works to see that the Father is in him and he is in the Father. The works prove it.
在上面这段经文当中，他说犹太人要看行为，才能知道他的父亲在他的体内，他也在他父亲的体内。他的行为本身已然证明了这一点。Nice one, sister. Why did Jesus escape across the Jordan River, and what happened there? 耶稣为什么要最终逃过约旦河？那里又发生了什么事情呢？
Jesus came to earth for to die for our sins, but not for to be stoned for, but for to die on a cross.
耶稣本人来到人间是为了我们的罪责而死，但不是为了被石头砸死。
And there were still some parts of the scripture which had to be fulfilled before he will be nailed on the cross. The entrance in glory and the donkey to Jerusalem, for example.
而且在耶稣本人被钉在十字架之前，圣经中还有一部分内容实际上是需要他来实现的。 例如，骑着荣耀之光的驴子进入耶路撒冷。At
the other side of the river, many people believed in Jesus Christ.
当时在河的对岸，实际上已经有许多人相信耶稣基督并跟随他。Okay, the next question for sister. What did the people say about John the Baptist and his relationship to Jesus? 人们如何评价施洗者约翰和他本人与耶稣基督之间的关系呢?
They said everything that John the Baptist said about Jesus is true.
人们说，施洗者约翰所说的关于耶稣所做的一切实际上都是真的。 Okay, sister, another interesting question for you. How did Jesus' words and John's testimony lead many people to believe in Jesus? 姐姐，我想问你，耶稣的行为本身和约翰的见证如何让许多人相信耶稣呢？
John witnessed before Jesus, and Jesus proved that the word of John the Baptist was true. That made a lot of people believe in him.
约翰在耶稣面前做见证，耶稣证实了施洗者约翰的话都是真的。这时，很多人最终相信了他。Today
we can see that the life of a lot of people is changed through the word of the and the works of Jesus Christ, and many prophecies of the scripture are fulfilled in our days. So we can say everything that the Bible says about him is true.
今天我们可以看到许多人的生活因耶稣基督的言行而改变，圣经中所有的预言在我们这个时代得以应验，因此我们可以说圣经中关于他的一切都是真实存在的。好了，大家。 今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年夏天快乐，我们下期再会。